Good afternoon, I'm Khaki Walton. Checking on the arts is made possible by contributing listeners and the Memphis Pink Palace Museum. The Brooks Museum has a lot of exciting things coming up this fall. They have exhibits and events that are going to stimulate your mind and soothe your soul and make you think, and that's happening both inside and outside the museum walls. And here to give us a rundown on all things happening at the Brooks this fall is the Curator of Strategic Engagement, Andrea Lyle, and it's just so I'm thrilled to have you back in the studio with me.
I am thrilled to be here, Khaki. Thank you. It's always so great to see your face and be at WKNN.
Oh, I love having you here. You have your hands full. Everybody there does because you've got, I mean, it's one thing right after another.
It is. You know, we just ended a great run with African Print Fashion Now, mm-hmm. which closed last week. And that was our big exhibition that was up the last several months, and you know that comes down, the trucks leave and the trucks immediately come back in. We have a bevy of fall exhibitions coming to the Brooks.
Well, I want to talk about an artist whose work is it going up the first part? August the 29th, because he's going to be doing an artist talk on
Correct.
The 29th.
Yeah, he flies in that Sunday and flies out on Thursday morning.
Okay, he's a Colombian artist named Federico Uribe, and he's doing one of your Rotunda projects. And this sounds so cool because of the fact that he uses just like everyday material to create amazing figures.
He does. You know, it's funny. I was on the phone with him earlier today, and he was talking about making birds and trees out of books. And he said, you know, you make books out of trees. Well, I turn around and I make trees out of books. And Federico is a really great young artist, Colombian born, very traditionally trained artist. But at some point, something in his head clicked and he just started making these really marvelous sculptures using these everyday objects. When you hear about it, it's a lot different than when you see it, because my first inclination was to think, oh, he takes recycled objects or does this and that and makes them. And what he does is way more repetitive. Like, he will make an object out of flip-flops, but he only uses flip-flops or bullet casings.
Well, that's how I saw the tiger with bullet.
Yes.
I didn't realize that was bullet casings. I had to, like, magnify the photo to really understand because it doesn't look like that. It looks like fabric.
Yes. And yeah, he's bringing a cat. He's building a 24-foot tall tree in our rotunda. It's going to stretch from the main level of the museum when you walk in the front door all the way up to the ceiling on the third floor. It's going to be magnificent.
Wow.
The tree is covered in khaki pants.
I love it.
So, yes, you need to come see it, Khaki. And the leaves on the tree are all made out of socks. And so it's been really interesting as a curator to work with him because and he's Colombian and just wonderful and very effusive. But, you know, he says, oh, Andrea, I need safety pins. And I said, well, how many safety pins, Federico? And he's like, a bag. See, I need a bag of safety pins. And then I'm like, how many safety pins in a bag? Because usually artists are very specific.
Right.
But he's also a very much like, you know, work with what you have kind of guy.
Yeah.
But he's done work in museums all over the world, very prominent in galleries around the world. And his work is fun. There's also a depth to it, you know, but it's incredibly accessible, like so many of the Rotunda projects that we've done.
Yeah. I mean, the piece I'm looking at right now is a figurative piece, but it's figurative and abstract at the same time.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yeah. It's very, almost like an illustration out of a children's book, but
wow.
also incredibly sophisticated at the same time.
Yeah.
I think, and three dimensional. So he's going to build this tree, and the tree is going to be inhabited by birds and a cat and some other stuff. And this will be in the museum's rotunda, which is our lobby, for a year.
For a whole year. So he's giving a free artist talk at 6:30 Wednesday, August the 29th. And Mala Leche pop-up shop is going to be in the rotunda. What's that?
Yeah, there's these two guys in town called Mala Leche. One is Mexican. The other one is Venezuelan. They're young Latin artists, just like Federico. And they are graphic designers and have a silkscreen company. They do t-shirts and screen prints, really fun stuff. Some of the stuff is a little edgy. They're super into rap. And they're bringing in a DJ. They're going to do a pop-up shop in the rotunda beginning at 5:30. Federico will probably still be putting finishing touches on his installation at that point, so you can come watch him work. You can get a drink from the cafe, hang out, listen to music, do a little shopping. And then at 6:30, listen to Federico talk about his work down in our auditorium.
That's going to be wonderful. So that is Wednesday, August the 29th. His project is going to be up for a whole year. But get the chance to see him and talk to him about his work. That's going to be great hearing him speak down in the auditorium. Federico Uribe, opening Wednesday, August the 29th, his Rotunda project. Now, the Brooks has a lot of Ernest Withers photographs in your collection, and you're going to be showing some of those too soon, right?
Yes, we are. We have a gallery that switches between Ernest Withers and also William Eggleston, like the two photographers who really made Memphis a center for photography. And I think most listeners know who Ernest C. Withers is. He was one of Memphis's first black policemen. He was a civil rights photographer. He also photographed the Negro League baseball teams that passed through town. And he also photographed tons of music happenings, whether it was performances, publicity photos, behind the scenes, backstage, all kinds of photographs. Are in his collection, and they're in our collection, in our permanent collection. So I was asked by our chief curator to organize a show of his work. We're calling it a buck and a half a piece. That's what he would sell his images for. He would shoot, on the weekend, go home, print, come back, and sell the pictures to the people that were in them. Or maybe they were like a fan of, Ray Charles or Sam Cooke.
Oh my gosh.
Or what have you. Yeah.
I love that. A buck and a half a piece. And that's going to open September the 1st, and it's going to run through March the 20th. So portraits of musicians in their heyday.
Yes, there's everybody, like promo pictures of Papa Willie Mitchell and Booker T. Jones. There's a really devastating portrait of Sam Cooke and his coffin. He died way too young.
Yeah.
There's photographs of Isaac Hayes, of Carla Thomas, of Elvis, backstage of the Goodwill Review.
Oh.
Just a really fascinating look at Ernest musical work. So
a buck and a half a piece, Ernest Withers and his photographs of Memphis musicians, either performing on Beale Street or showing them in the recording studio, or just portraits of musicians. So that'll be up September 1st through March the 20th. And then we want to talk about something else. There's an artist who is bringing in a traveling exhibit to the Brooks. It's called Talking Continents. And the more I read about this, the more fascinated I am by it.
This is really a sleeper show. It's something that you can talk about conceptually, but I think it's going to really take people to visit and get in the exhibition space to be transformed by this work. The artist's name is Jaume Plensa. He's a Catalan artist. May not be a household name to most Memphians, but if you've been to Millennium Park in Chicago, you know his work. He did a giant interactive sculpture that's in that park. And what he is bringing to Memphis is a series of these steel sculptures. They look very delicate. They're made of alphabets from multiple languages that are welded together to create these kind of orbs and cloud shapes. Some have figures floating on them. They look very ethereal. But what's fun is they, weigh over, 1,200 pounds a piece.
Oh, my gosh.
They're made out of super heavy steel, and we're going to suspend them from the ceiling so you can walk between and underneath them.
So where is that going to be in the museum?
That'll be in our traveling exhibition space, which is on the lower level of the museum, where we just had African print fashion.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. I mean, and to me, this seems like a really timely exhibit to have now.
I think so, too. The artist said that his work is not complete until the viewer is in the space. It's just very transformative. It makes you contemplate humanity. It makes you contemplate how we all exist on the same planet. We all speak all these different languages, the different continents we come from, on multiple levels. What I love about shows like this is there's so many access points.
Yeah.
You could come because you're interested in metalwork.
You know,
you could come because you're interested in language. And we're even going to have a linguist from the University of Memphis give a tour of the exhibition. So we're interpreting it in different levels. But it's one of those things, you just have to come be in that space and just exist with that work. And I think people will get different things out of it.
Well, I was reading about it, and he says that he asks us to consider the ways in which we're linked together as a collective humanity, how global interconnectedness and communication can be a path to universal tolerance and acceptance. And tolerance and acceptance, those are the words today. You know?
100%.
100%. Oh, don't miss this. Talking Continents. So that's going to be at the Brooks opening September the 20th. 22nd and running through January the 6th, large-scale sculptures and installations that use language, history, literature, and psychology to draw attention to the barriers that separate and divide humanity. Looking forward to that. Jaume Plensa.
Yes, and if you're a member, you can get a sneak peek. You can see it on the 21st.
Oh, have fun.
Yes.
Oh, now, we're talking about a lot of things this afternoon, and all of it is on the Brooks Museum website. That's brooksmuseum.org. Now, there's another outside project. It's called the Outings Project, and this is actually outdoor paintings. Who's the artist?
That artist's name is Julien de Casabianca. He is a French artist, and he does this large-scale work all around the world. And this is part of, as you said, our Brooks Outside series. You know, we've done the big rabbits with Intrude.
Yeah.
We did Red Ball. We've done tape art. And our education director, Kathy Dumlau, has taken on this project, and she's had to be very intrepid because there's a lot of moving parts. But this is one of the coolest things that we've ever done at the Brooks.
So he just, he has an installation and he paints on walls beautiful things and then they go away eventually, or what is?
Not at all. Oh. So what it is he works with an institution that has an art collection and he works with community members. So he already came to Memphis earlier this year. We selected 18 Memphians. Some of them might have been museum patrons. Some maybe had never been to the museum at all. People with multiple degrees, people who had not yet graduated from high school, grandmothers, young people, every demographic you can imagine, and from all parts of Memphis. And so he worked with those 18 people to identify living creatures in our paintings. They could be human, they could be animal. And he calls them characters. So everybody spent time in the museum looking through the collection. Then they selected their character, kind of their avatar, I guess. And then he isolates them from the painting and blows them up and then comes back to Memphis. And with the 18 people, they're going to go around the city on a bus. And Kathy's worked to select 22 buildings. And each of these will be put on a building.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I've never heard of anything like that
before.
Yeah,
there's a lot of moving parts. But what's so cool about it is he only works with artworks from a certain time period.
Uh-huh.
So it doesn't really look like graffiti or anything contemporary. You know, it's very taking a very traditional painting that's in the Brooks collection and putting it in a part of town that people will see that might not have ever, you know, walked through the doors of the museum.
That's interesting. Julien de Casabianca Outings Project, and that's going to be, you're having a community day for that.
Yes, on Friday, September 28th, and he's going to give an artist talk at 7 o'clock that night, but come beforehand. He will be putting the last Memphis installation of the Outings Project outside the Brooks that night. Before that, he'll be putting up work in Orange Mound in downtown Memphis and Cooper Young in Midtown, out east in, you know, East Memphis, up in Fraser in South Memphis, all over town, 22 of them. Most of them are life-size, so human-sized. Uh-huh. And then there will be some that he likes to call monumentals. One of them will be, I think, 6 stories tall.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see this.
Me too.
All right. Community collaboration. You have something called Four Freedoms. It's a platform for civic engagement. Now, when is that going to happen? Is that in October?
Yeah, the whole month of October is basically going to be Four Freedoms Month in Memphis. This is an initiative that an artist named Hank Willis Thomas, he's, I believe, from Houston, Texas. He recently gave a talk at Memphis College of Art. Very well-known young working artist. He and some other artists decided that artists needed to have a voice in politics, like a unified voice. So they formed what they call an artist pack called Four Freedoms. And then different institutions in different cities throughout the country can participate, and you can participate on multiple levels. The Brooks is going to do a town hall discussion led by an artist in October. We're also going to put up a billboard by artist Carl Moore that'll be up throughout the month. And then Memphis College of Art, Rhodes College, the University of Memphis, and Christian Brothers University are also participating.
That's exciting. So, and I know that Marina Pacini is going to come by in October, and so we'll probably talk about this again then,
yes.
I'm assuming. But we just wanted to let everybody know about that. I mean, this is great that the Brooks is getting involved with MCA and Rhodes and U of M and Christian Brothers University for this. Four Freedoms, a platform for civic engagement, discourse, and direct action for artists in the U.S., and that's going to be all happening in October. You have some programs. I did not realize this. I knew you did yoga at the Brooks, but you're kind of going deeper into the whole health and wellness thing, right?
Yeah, we are. You know, there are so many different reasons to visit a museum, and that's something as a curator of strategic engagement that I'm really trying to hone in on right now, like why go to a museum? You know, why do people need to visit? It's not because it's raining or, you know, I mean, it could be, but, you know, there's deeper reasons. And a lot of people get like almost like a meditative feeling when they come into a museum. They have a favorite painting they want to visit. They might want to sit in front of it for a while. And spend time with it. We also do organized things like yoga, which is so great. You know, you've never looked at a 16th century painting until you've done Downward Dog in front of it. So we do have Pay What It's Worth yoga every Thursday with Misty Ray at 1. But our education director has been working with our art therapist, Paige Scheinberg, to add some other offerings to the calendar. And so they're about to start a monthly art and wellness program. It's going to be on Friday afternoons. It's, you know, geared for adults, but you get to spend time in the gallery with some work, and then you create your own work in response to it. And you really work through, you know, whatever's going on in your head. So
yeah.
it's a really, I think, fun way to maybe get a little therapy, work through some issues
yeah.
that you have. And every month there's going to be a theme. And that first one is this Friday. We do still have some spots open. Go to our website, brooksmuseum.org, and you can sign up for that.
Wow. There's a lot happening in Midtown at the Brooks Museum. And you can find out everything by, as Andrea said, going to the website, brooksmuseum.org. About to welcome Frederica Uribe with his Rotunda Project, and also Jaume Plenza, Talking Continents. So much happening. So visit brooksmuseum.org to find out more about it. And you can also call them for information. Their number is 544-6200. I am tickled to pieces to be able to talk once again to Andrea Lyle. She's the Curator of Strategic Engagement at the Brooks Museum, and she's been my guest today. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me, Kathy.